Over the next few months, more than 200,000 U.S. servicemen and women will move in and out of Iraq. It's one of the largest troop movements in U.S. history. Among the units heading to Iraq is a brigade of the National Guard based in North Carolina. There was a farewell yesterday for its 5,000 members at a sports stadium in Fayetteville, North Carolina. From member station WUNC, Jessica Jones reports.
From a distance, half the stadium looks like it could disappear into the desert. Soldiers sit erect, dressed in identical camouflage fatigues and tan boots. On the other side of the indoor stadium, a military band plays as the families take up seating in a different section. Without the going-away signs and the uniforms, it looks like two sides at a football game. And standing at the doorway where players usually emerge, specialist Keith Zare, a slender 20-year-old, was ready to carry his unit's red and white flag into the ceremony. Zare says this military farewell is especially meaningful.
We can have the families come and have that one last goodbye. And I think it's really important for this because our brigade hasn't been deployed since World War II. It's just a brigade, so it's kind of a special deal.
As a few hand-picked units march in formation onto the arena floor, families and soldiers cheer wildly. They parade past dignitaries sitting on a raised platform, including the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers. He tells the crowd of citizen soldiers their experience in the civilian world is exactly what Iraq needs.
There's a lot of mentoring that needs to be done. There are a lot of lessons about how to live free, how to support democracy, how to build communities, how communities can work together, how everybody can work together for a common good. These are lessons that you know intuitively, and you'll take that in there to Iraq as well.
These Guard members will help train Iraqi security forces, rebuild communities, and patrol parts of the Iran-Iraq border. They'll also spend time in cities and towns where armed resistance is heavy. Myers reassures soldiers they're going for good reasons.
You're going to give hope to millions of Americans who wouldn't be near as secure if you weren't over there on the front lines of this war on terror.
But for this brigade, being on the front lines means being away from civilian jobs and families for at least a year. At a reception following the ceremony, Tim Roper said he's worried about his wife, Lisa. It's her first deployment overseas.
I'm just taking one day at a time, just praying, be prayerful for her, and be prayerful for my family. That's about as much as I got.
The Ropers have two little girls, 3-year-old Zaria and 1-year-old Shamika. Lisa Roper holds her baby tightly when she talks about leaving.
It's, you know, hard for me because, you know, they're so young and this is the time that they, you know, need their mother. You know, so it's like I'm not going to be there. So the little things that they do, I'm going to miss all of that, you know.
Roper and her fellow North Carolina Guard members will begin leaving for Iraq in stages in the next few weeks. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones.